Barclay, suffered a knee injury. Was in a team pressure. Was with a blitz drill, and it, frankly, I was standing right behind him. You know, he got his got himself in a bad position. So, I mean, he's being evaluated, and we'll know more probably tonight.
Tough to look at, Mike. I mean,
is it
one of those things?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely see he was in a compromised position. So,
how big of a blow would that be?
Well, I mean, you don't want to see anybody get hurt. So, you know, we'll really wait till see exactly what we're dealing with here. But I mean, Donnie, it'll come any better than him. I mean, he's he's exactly what you're looking for. If you want someone to emulate what a Green Bay Packer football player is on and off the field, you know, he's definitely one of your guys. So I just hope it's not serious.
Mike, the cards came out today. Lots of team periods. Kind of a little bit of a change of gears with the game coming up. Could you talk about the evolving?
I mean, at every point in training camp, you have to get out of an installation phase and transition to a game type environment. Today was a little different. We had a couple components going on. We had corrections still from last night's practice, but today was a chance to start doing cards and really anticipating potentially what we may expect Saturday in Tennessee. Anytime you play a new coaching staff. It's you always have the uncommon look, which is great work for your football team. So we started that process today of starting to have periods look and conducted the way they will be during game plan week.
Was this a typical Wednesday practice?
Similar. Yeah. It's training camp's still the emphasis. I mean, we're still training 90 players as opposed to what you'd be training in season. So it's not exactly what a Wednesday practice will look like.
I was going to ask this before what happened to Don happened, but I guess I know your plan with Shrow was just to keep him at left tackle because of the comfort level there. Was there any thought of moving him to right tackle just to?
Well, I mean, Derek's really been working some right tackle. I mean, I know he had really not on the team drill, but I mean, if you watch the individual work, so, it's like anything. You're trying to get players repped. You want to give them a chance to compete for a job. You also want to make sure you're coordinated to play in games. So, really how you rep the players, and we've really never locked in an offensive lineman to one position, unless maybe it's center for the first time, because usually our centers have been multiple position players in the past. So, but I mean, Derek can move over to right.
Mike, how has Chase Reddick looked out there?
I thought Chase did a nice job today. I mean, I thought he ran the 2-minute drill very well, starting off with the long guy in the distance with a sack on the first play. So I think he's done a very good job in the classroom. I like where he is mentally. I mean, it's tough to get a fourth quarterback reps in this climate that we're in as far as number of reps available per practice. So, but he's done some nice things.
Mike, what's your impression of Lane Taylor in year two?
I mean, we haven't played a game yet. I mean, I come up here and give evaluation to players. I mean, I know you need answers for your articles, but Lane's doing a lot of good things. I mean, he's had some days, up and down. So I'm looking for Lane to put together a good week of practice and play well against Tennessee.
Once the cards come out, is it a little bit more difficult to evaluate your guys, or is there still – that you can figure out watching the team period this one?
Well, I mean, the reality of football is still football. I mean, a lot of plays on the cards are either, what you do or a variation of what you do. And, whether it's a run blocking, assignment, I mean, you still have an individual block, you have combination blocks. So, all that's the same. So it's important for everybody to really, at this period of time, is just to play the play as the way we're coaching it. So, we get into more of the adjusting the techniques of how the opponent actually plays it when we get into the end season. But, the other part of it is, too, is guys can get very comfortable looking at a card and running a play. And that's a habit that obviously doesn't prepare you to play in real games.
Mike,
Mike, how was Chris Banjo built off of last year into this training camp, and how important are the reps on Saturday for not only him, but a lot of the younger guys that we're playing now?
I mean, Chris Banjo, he looks a lot more confident. I think you've seen him play faster. So both on special teams and at the safety position. So I mean, it'll be important for Chris and everybody to take advantage of their opportunities.
Mike, what's going on with Morgan Burnett?
Morgan suffered an oblique strain. So I'll know more about him this afternoon. So.